It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 to 2. Everything on the huge menu, and it is huge, is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road, and have a delicious breakfast. 419, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, Sarah?
So we are continuing our theme week on aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Today we're talking about E.T.
E.T.
Yes. E.T.
Yeah, so, the king of the extraterrestrials.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So E.T. Was a 1982 science fiction film produced and directed by Steven Spielberg. It tells the story of Elliot, a boy who befriends an extraterrestrial dubbed E.T., who's left behind on Earth. And along with his friends and family, Elliot must find a way to help E.T. find his way home. So the film's concept was based on an imaginary friend that Steven Spielberg created after his parents' divorce. After his parents' divorce in 1960, Spielberg filled the void with an imaginary alien companion that he later recalled as a friend who could be the brother he never had and a father that he didn't feel he had anymore.
Oh, okay.
And a guy named Carlo Rambaldi, who designed the aliens for Close Encounters of the Third Kind, was hired to design the animatronics for the movie. Spielberg tasked him with coming up with an alien form that audience could sympathize with.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want to be scared of E.T.
No, he's got to be kind of cute.
You like him. Yeah. Cute enough, but also weirdly alien.
So the primary inspiration was one of Rambaldi's own paintings from the Academy of Fine Arts in Bologna, titled Women of Delta, and it depicted a shriveled character with stumpy legs, a long neck, an oblong head, and large eyes.
Wow, when you describe it like that.
Which kind of describes E.T., right?
It does, and yet it also kind of weird sounding.
So to make the alien empathetic, Spielberg had Rambaldi study photos of elderly people who lived during the Great Depression.
Wow, it just gets better and better.
And his face was inspired by those of Carl Sandburg, Albert Einstein, and Ernest Hemingway.
They better say Ernest Borgnine.
No, Ernest Hemingway.
Little Ernest Borgnine in there too, maybe.
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 The puppet was created in 3 months at the cost of $1.5 million.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah. Expensive little guy. So a team of puppeteers controlled E.T.'s face with animatronics, two little people, as well as a 12-year-old named Matthew McDermott, who was born without legs, took turns wearing the costume depending on what scene was being filmed.
Wow.
So Demerit actually walked on his hands and played all the scenes where E.T. would walk awkwardly or fall over. That was his
claim to fame.
The head was placed above that of the actors, and then they could see through slits that were in its chest. Mm. And a professional mime filled prosthetics to play E.T.'s hands. She wore sleeve-length gloves that were made up to look like E.T.'s leathery skin and mimicked his long, slender, four-fingered hands.
Where do you find a professional mime?
I don't know. You don't think there's professional mimes all over there in Hollywood?
You put an ad in the paper. Really? You think that's what Hollywood is teeming with, is professional mimes?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, where else would you go to find one? Right?
You're France? Seems like France would have some.
Yeah, maybe. So the major voice work of E.T. for the film was performed by a woman named Pat Welsh. As a chain smoker who smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day, she had a raspy voice that gave E.T. his trademark sound.
This is just a band of people, huh?
She spent 9.5 hours recording her part and was paid $380.
Handsomely.
For her services.
Wow.
That's all she got. For that.
$380. A coupon for ice cream. Here you go.
Yeah. The film's sound effects creator recorded 16 other people and various animals to create E.T.'s voice. These included Steven Spielberg himself.
Oh, yeah.
Actress Deborah Winger.
Okay.
His sleeping wife, who was sick with a cold. A burp from a USC film professor. Okay. Raccoons, otters, and horses. So all
it's
of those
the magic
things. Yeah.
The magic of E.T.
That's right. That's
I tell
right.
you what, you know, aliens, if they get a load of this and they see E.T. and they hear this Wiki Corner, because it'll be on the internet, so they'll be able to hear it forever. They are going to be so insulted about how we thought they would sound.
Yeah, I'm sure, right?
Get me an otter, get me a raccoon,
a
get
horse.
Me a sleeping woman and a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is what they sound like.
Yeah, yeah. So E.T.'s favorite candy was originally supposed to be M&M's, but Mars refused to allow the candy to be used in the film, believing that E.T. would frighten children.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad decision.
Yeah, they missed the mark there.
Spielberg then brought the idea to the Hershey Company to see if they could use Hershey Kisses, but the company was looking to get more exposure for their newest creation, Reese's Pieces, and suggested the peanut butter filled treats instead.
Oh, yeah.
So this product placement resulted in a huge increase in Reese's Pieces sales. The company reported a 65% increase in profits on Reese's Pieces just 2 weeks after the film premiered.
Holy cow.
So, yeah. That M&M's were kind of regretting that decision.
Missed the boat there.
So E.T. was released in the United States on July 11th, 1982. The film was an immediate blockbuster, surpassing Star Wars to become the highest grossing film of all time, a record it held for 11 years until Spielberg's own Jurassic Park surpassed it in 1993.
Yeah.
And E.T. was widely acclaimed by critics and is regarded as one of the greatest films of all time.
Everybody loves it. Who sees it? No doubt. You picked out a record to go along with E.T., did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song that was inspired by E.T.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play Heartlight by Neil Diamond.
Oh, you got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Neil Diamond's Heartlight. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because that song was apparently inspired by E.T., which I did not know until today.
Until doing your homework.
But we were talking about E.T. as part of our theme week on aliens.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, E.T. was based on an imaginary friend Steven Spielberg created after his parents' divorce.
E.T.'s face was inspired by Carl Sandburg, Albert Einstein, and Ernest Hemingway.
And Reese's Pieces saw a 65% increase in profit just 2 weeks after the movie was released.
There you go. Big bang for your buck.
Great product placement.
Great product placement for sure. Folks want to learn more about E.T., Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's a theme week on aliens. Marvin the Martian on Monday, Alf yesterday, and E.T. today. Two more to go this week. And looking forward to episode 4 tomorrow.
Me too.
At 4:10. Thank you, Sarah.
You're
Fleetwood Mac on the way. We'll do traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.